It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review 28 Years Later, the third entry in this British zombie movie series that began successfully in 2002 in the UK and 2003 over here. Danny Boyle returns as the director, and so does Alex Garland as the writer, and they both deliver a sequel that pushes so many limits and raises some really good questions about the infected that it makes it one of the best sequels of the year. 28 years later, I had to say it, we traveled to an island full of survivors who train to kill zombies if they decide to travel to the mainland or if the zombies come to them. It tells the story of a young boy named Spike, played by Alfie Williams, who travels to the mainland with his father, played by Aaron Tyler Johnson, for his first kill. And breaking the rules, the boy takes his terminally ill mother, played by Jomie Comer, there to find a doctor, played by Ralph Fiennes, who is said to survive the rage virus outbreak. I think we can agree that no 28 movie is for the faint of heart, but for everyone else, 28 Years Later takes many chances as a sequel in the franchise. It represents a number of family themes in reality like love, loss, and anger, and it still works as an edge-of-your-seat thriller that likes to be exciting, but also curious about how time has been to both the infected and uninfected, and the performances are great with Comer giving the most devastating performance of the bunch. I watched this movie with a group of friends the other day, and we all had a good time and were intrigued by the ideas and nature that the sequel unfolds. 3.5 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.